If you have your Bibles, let's turn to James chapter 2. We're going to continue from verse 14 to the last part of chapter 2, which is 26, verse 26.
如果你有圣经, 请翻到雅各书第二章, 我们将继续, 从第十四节到第二章的结束。
Let me read it to you in English first, and then we'll read in Chinese.
我们先读英文, 再读中文。
James chapter 2, verse 14. This is God's word. What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, be warm and filled, without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that God is one. You do well. Even the demons believe and shudder. Do you want to be shown, you foolish person, that faith apart from works is useless? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered up his son Isaac on the altar? You see that faith was active along with his works, and faith was completed by his works. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. And he was called a friend of God. You see that a person is justified by works not by faith alone. And in the same way, was not also Rahab the prostitute justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way? For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from works is dead.
雅各书二章十四到二十六节，这是神的话语。我的弟兄们， 若有人说自己有信心却没有行为，有什么益处呢？这信心能救他吗？若是弟兄或是姐妹赤身肉体，又缺了日用的饮食，你们中间有人对他们说，平平安安的去吧，愿你们穿得暖，吃得饱，却不给他们身体所需用的，这有什么益处呢？这样，信心若没有行为就是死的。必有人说，你有信心，我有行为。 你将你没有行为的信心指给我看，我便借着我的行为将我的信心指给你看。你信上帝只有一位，你信得不错。鬼魔也信，却是战惊。虚浮的人呢，你愿意知道没有行为的信心是死的吗？我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕把他的儿子以撒献在坛上，岂不是因行为称义吗？可见信心是与他的行为并行，而且信心因着行为 才得成全。这就应验经上所说，亚伯拉罕信上帝，这就算为他的义，他又得称为上帝的朋友。这样看来，人称义是因着行为，不是单因着信。妓女喇合接待使者，又放他们从别的路上出去，不也是一样因行为称义吗？身体没有灵魂是死的，信心没有行为也是死的。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, I pray that Lord, you would help us to understand this important passage from the book of James.
天父，我祷告，愿你 帮助我们理解雅各书的这段经文。
Lord, we know that there are so many things that we do not understand.
主，我们承认我们有很多事情不理解。
And so we pray that the Holy Spirit may help us.
我们祷告圣灵会帮助我们。
Help us understand these words and also to apply into our lives.
不单是帮助我们理解这些经文，更是帮助我们应用到生活当中。
And we pray that these words may penetrate our hearts.
这些经文可以穿透我们的心。
And cause us to acknowledge who Christ is.
使我们承认基督是谁。
And cause us to love Christ more.
来更加的爱基督。
So we thank you for this.
我们为此感恩。
We praise you and ask all this in Jesus' name.
我们赞美你，并且奉耶稣的名求。
Amen. Now, many today and in the past have found it hard to understand James' teaching between faith, works, and salvation, especially in this passage.
很多人，不管是过去还是现在的很多人，他们都发现说，理解雅各这段经文关于信心、行为和救恩的关系，好像很难来理解。
Why would I say that?
我为什么这样说呢？
Because some seem to think that James was teaching a new way of salvation, unlike what the Apostle Paul had taught.
因为有人认为，雅各在这里教导和使徒所和使徒保罗所传讲的不一样的获得救恩的方法。
They saw a conflict between Paul and what Paul said and what James said.
在保罗讲的和雅各讲的之间好像有冲突。
And truly, even the great Martin Luther had trouble with this passage in James.
甚至连伟大的马丁路德，他都觉得这里面是有问题。
Now, if you don't know anything about Martin Luther, he was a 16th century monk who often struggled with the wrath of God and saw in himself as an unworthy sinner because he fails to live up to God's righteous standard.
马丁路德作为16世纪的修士，他经常因为神的震怒而挣扎，因为他知道自己是一个不配的罪人，他无法按照神公义圣洁的标准来活出他的生活。
So as he was entering the monastery, he came across a verse in Romans chapter 1 verse 17 that says, "The righteous shall live by faith."And he struggled greatly with this verse, with trying to understand this verse.
在他进入修道院的时候，他偶然读到罗马书一章十七节的一段经文：“义人必因信得生。”而他对这节经文也很挣扎。
And to make it harder for him to understand it, he saw the corruption of the Catholic Church, who taught that one can earn their way to heaven by simply doing good works.Or giving money to the church. And he realized the more he tried to do good works, the more he failed.
他就看到天主教会的问题，说一个人可以靠好的行为来得到救恩，或者说可以来。但是马丁路德他越尝试通过他的行为来得到救恩，他就越发现自己的挣扎。
And so the more he tried to live a righteous life,A good life, the more he failed too, and he went into a time of depression and guilt because of his own sins.
他越要活出圣洁的生活，他就越失败，以至于他非常的沮丧，并且有负罪感，为了自己的罪。
And so, as he continues to think about the Word of God, to meditate on the Word of God, slowly the Holy Spirit enables him to understand.
当他更多的慢慢的来默想神的话语，圣灵使他明白。
What did he understand?
他明白了什么呢？
He understood that righteousness is a gift from God through faith.
他明白公义是神的礼物，是借着信给的礼物。
And this means that no one can truly be righteous enough or good enough to earn their way to salvation.
没有人可以如此的公义到一个程度。可以借着公义获得他们的救恩。
And only Christ is truly righteous enough, and this is why we need Him.
而只有基督是足够的公义，这也是为什么我们需要他。
You know, with that, Martin Luther went on to proclaim the true meaning of the gospel, and thus the Reformation era officially begun.
借此，马丁路德宣告了福音的真意。并且宗教改革的时期也正式开始。
Now there's a great line, a motto of the Reformation, which is simply this: Salvation is by faith alone, in Christ alone.
宗教改革一个伟大的座右铭就是这样：救恩是唯独信心，唯独基督。
And so as we come to this passage in James,You know, it seems that James is trying to teach a salvation that rekindles a teaching of the Roman Catholic Church, which is salvation by works by faith and works.
当我们来到雅各书的这段经文，我们貌似看到罗马天主教的教导好像被重新点燃了，就是说我们的救恩不单是靠信心，而是要靠信心加行为。
However, when we take a closer look at this passage, we will be certain that James teaches no such thing. Rather, he's emphasizing the importance of what salvation constitutes to Christians, or what salvation means to Christians.
然而，当我们仔细查考这段经文，我们就会确信，雅各并没有教导天主教的教义，而是在强调救恩可以为基督徒带来什么。
So as we look at this passage, there are three points I want to share with you.
这段经文我有三点想要跟大家分享。
First, salvation by faith alone.
首先，救恩是唯独靠信心。
You know, the question, how do I achieve salvation? How do I be saved? How can I be saved? It's one of the most perplexed questions.Among people, because depending on what religion you hold to, there are many, many ways to salvation. Or, there can only be one way to salvation.
我怎样能获得救恩这个问题，或者说我怎样得救这个问题，使很多人感到困惑。因为根据你所持守的不同的宗教，可能有很多方式可以获得救恩，但也可能只有一种。
We think about some of the major religions today, like Buddhism and Hinduism.
我们想想，主要的当今的一些宗教，比如佛教、印度教。
They have so many thousands of gods.
他们有成千上万的神。
And basically, there's just so many ways that one can achieve salvation. Even Jesus is embraced by the Hindus, but they don't see Jesus as the only person who can save them.
这样带来的结果就是也有成千上万的方法可以通向救恩，甚至他们也认可基督耶稣，但是他们并不认为耶稣是唯一的道路。
So as Christians, we believe that salvation can only be received through faith in Christ alone.
作为基督徒，我们相信救恩是唯独靠信心在基督里才能得到。
And this is by far the most important part of the doctrine of our Christian faith.
这是迄今为止我们基督信仰中最重要的一条教义。
We believe that there's only one way to be saved, and that is through Jesus. And this sets us apart from other religions.
我们相信救法只有一个，就是在耶稣里，而这使我们与其他所有的一切宗教区分开来。
But however, within the Christian history, if you know a bit about a Christian history,We have seen this particular doctrine being abused within the Roman Catholic Church.
如果你熟悉一点基督教历史的话，我们就会看到说这个教义被罗马天主教所滥用。
The whole point of the Reformation began as a protest against the Roman Catholic Church, who argues that salvation can be achieved by faith in Christ plus your good works.
宗教改革它的点就在于说反抗罗马天主教的教导，说救恩是因信心加行为。
So the Roman Catholic Church teaches that you must believe in God, but you must also do good so that both can be combined to bring you to heaven.
天主教的教导就是一方面你要信，另一方面你要有好的行为，这两个合起来会把你带到天堂。
ButThe Reformed Christians argue that salvation can only be received by faith in Jesus alone, Jesus Christ alone.
然而，改革宗的信徒们却相信救恩是唯独在主耶稣基督里，借着信。
And so, if you can simply ask this question then: Am I saved by believing in Jesus Christ, or do I have to believe in Jesus and do something as well?In order to be saved.
所以你问题可以这样简单的问：我是不是相信耶稣基督就可以得救？还是我要相信，然后再做一些什么？
You know, every religion tells us that we are not as bad as we think. We are good people.
宗教都 很多宗教都告诉我们啊，我们没有我们想的那么坏，我们是好的人。
You know, most people say that if you don't murder, you don't cheat, you don't lie, maybe you do it occasionally, lying or cheating, but if you don't do the major serious crimes, you are a good person.
很多宗教教导说，只要我们不杀人、不撒谎，或者偶尔的撒一些小谎，我们就算是好人。
And they say that we're capable to do good works that may please the gods and thus allow us to enter heaven.
并且认为我们可以行善，这种善是让众神明所喜悦的，可以让我们进天堂。
But in Christianity, we believe that mankind is incapable to do good works to please God.
但基督教认为人没有能力行善取悦神，并以此为途径进入天堂。
But does that mean that we are not capable of doing any good works?
但这是否意味着我们没有能力做任何善事呢？
No, we can do good works. You don't have to be a Christian to be able to help someone cross the road to give money to charity.
不，我们可以的。我们不需要是基督徒来行善。我们可以给路对面的人给他出于怜悯施舍给他钱。
And these are good works.
这些都是善行。
But the problem is that in Christianity we believe that these good works will not be able to get us to heaven.
但是基督信仰认为这些善行本身却不能带我们进入天堂。
We certainly can do good works, but our good works does not get us to heaven because we are sinful in our nature.
这些善行不能带我们进天堂，因为我们的本质是堕落的，是有罪的。
It means there's something wrong inside of us. We have a disease.
我们的里面是有问题的，我们是有病的。
It affects our heart.
它影响到我们的心。
And that is sin.
那就是罪。
It's like a cancer that spreads all over us, and everyone has it.
它就像癌细胞长满我们的全身，而每个人都有这样的问题。
And that's why, because of sin in us, we can do good works as well, but it will not please God.
这就是为什么，因为在我们里面的罪，我们可以行看上去的善，但却不能讨神的喜悦。
And let me tell you why.
我来告诉你为什么。
Isaiah 64 verse 6 said, "We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like polluted garments. We all fade like leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, takes us away."
以赛亚书64:6说，我们都像不洁净的人，所有的义都像污秽的衣服，我们都像叶子渐渐枯干，我们的罪孽好像风把我们吹去。
You know, Isaiah declares that our good works as sinful people are like filthy garments in the eyes of God. Why? Because our good works are done not for God, but simply for us, for our own.
以赛亚宣告说，我们的义行在神眼里就像污秽的衣服。为什么？因为我们都是为我们自己做，而不是为了神做。
You think about all these charitable people that we have today, who doesn't believe in who God, or who don't believe in God, or who don't believe in Jesus. The purpose of why they do good works, simply because it feels good to them, because it helps them to be able to get tax exemption, or maybe it gives you some other benefits.
我们思想一下这些不信主的人，他们的做的公益的事，他们为什么这样做呢？这常常使他们自己觉得很满足，或者为了减税，或者是为了其他什么原因。
You know, we feel good when we help someone.
当我们帮助别人的时候，我们会感觉很好。
We love the praises of someone else say that, "Oh, you're such a nice person. You do so well."
我们愿意听这样的赞美。哦，你真是一个好人，你做得真好。
So, if to put it more bluntly, everything we do in our good works and our bad works, it's for our own self.
所以，无论我们做得好还是不好，都是为我们自己。
And it's not for God.
而不是为了神。
No one who is not a believer will ever say, "Oh, I want to give money to charity because I love God." No one will say that.
没有一个不信神的人会说，哦， 我捐钱给公益事业是因为我爱神，为神，为神做，不会。
That's why all our good works tainted by sin are tainted by sin, and it pleases our own sinful self.
这也是为什么我们所有的善行都被罪所玷污，并且取悦我们的自己，我们自己。
And because we are unable to do good works to please God, therefore we are condemned for our sins. We have sinned before God.
因为我们无法靠行为来取悦神，所以我们是被宣告有罪的。
But thanks be to God that He showed grace and mercy to us by offering up His Son to be condemned for our sins.
但感谢神，他赐给我们恩典和怜悯，他献上他自己的儿子为我们的罪受责罚。
And His act of salvation for us is a gift because it is a gracious act that we do not deserve.
他的作为是一个礼物，因为他所成就的是我们所不配得的。
You know, we don't deserve it. We don't deserve His kindness or mercy or His grace.
我们不配得他的恩典、他的慈爱，因为这完全是出于神的恩典的作为。
You know, all we care about is ourselves, because we're selfish and sinful. But yet, He would grant us pardon by offering His Son to take the punishment and the condemnation we deserve.
我们都是有罪的、自私的，我们不配得，但是神却愿意把他的自己的儿子献上。
And this is why Ephesians 2, chapter 2, verse 8 to 9 said, For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast.
这也是以弗所书二章八到九节说的，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
So it is faith alone that saves us and nothing more.
所以是唯独信心可以救我们，没有任何其他的。
You know, when Jesus was on the cross, he cried out at the end, his last sentence on the cross after suffering for hours, he cried out, It is finished, to mark the completion of his work of redemption for us.
当耶稣在十字架上受苦好长时间之后，他所说的最后的是成了。这也标志着说，显示出耶稣的为我们的救恩的成就。
Our debts of sin was wiped away by his blood, and we are then set free from the bondage of sin.
我们的罪债被主耶稣基督的宝血所涂抹，我们也从罪的捆绑中被释放。
So if anyone thinks that this act of grace is not enough to save us, that we must contribute our own good works to it, then we mock Jesus' sacrifice on the cross.
如果我们认为说这恩典的行为不够，我们还要再贡献什么才能在我们获得我们的救恩，我们就是在嘲弄主耶稣基督在十字架上的献祭。
So if we think that we're good enough to save ourselves, or we think that we must believe in God, but we must also do some good works in order to be saved, then Jesus' death is of no value to you.
如果我们认为说我们自己有价值，我们可以靠着我们做什么来获得救恩的话，那耶稣的死对我们来说就是没有价值。
So there is no point to his death.
他的死就是没有意义。
Next, let's move on. Now, second point, I wanted to tell you that my second point is saving faith is never alone.
接下来第二点是救赎性的信心从来不是单一的。
We talk about the first point, salvation is by faith alone, right?
我们教导说救恩是唯独靠信心，对吗？
But faith, faith meaning believing in Jesus, is never alone.
但这对主耶稣的信却从来不是单一的、唯孤单的信。
Because something must come out of it.
从这个信一定会生出其他的东西。
That's why saving faith is never alone, and I'm going to explain more about this.
这就是我们为什么说救赎性的信心从来不是单一的。
You know, there are those who think that once we have become a Christian, this is the end of it. This is the greatest thing that happened, and this is the end of it. And we can just live happily waiting to go to heaven.
有的人认为说，成为一个基督徒，这本身就是一个结束，这是一个很棒的事情，是一个结束，我们就可以开心的生活，等到进天堂。
Perhaps we think that we can just do whatever we want and live however we desire, since our future is secure.
或者我们会想说，我们想怎样过就怎样过，因为我们的未来是确保的。
You know, this is clearly a misconception of what it means to be a Christian.
这显然是对成为基督徒意味着什么是有误解的。
You know, becoming a Christian is only the beginning of your new life. That's why we call it new life. It's the beginning. It's something new. And thus, it is a hard life to live till the end when we see Jesus again.
成为基督徒仅仅是你新生活的新生命的开始。我们成为基督徒还是要过很艰难的生活，只等到主耶稣基督再来。
You know, if you have recently believed in Jesus, that is not the end. You are beginning. You are starting your new life, your new journey in Christ.
如果你刚信了耶稣，这并不意味着是一个结束，而是意味着你新的生活的开始。
We are not in heaven yet.
我们还没有在天堂。
We're still on earth.
我们还在这世上。
And there's a long journey to go before we end up in heaven.
在去天堂之前还有很长的路要走。
And in this journey, there will be struggles and hardship because this world opposes our God and what we believe.
我们还有挣扎和艰难在这个世上，因为这个世界反对我们所信的神，反对我们所相信的。
But despite of this, our hope of eternity is secure. The hope is ours.
但我们的盼望却是有确据的。
Our future is guaranteed if we have faith in Christ.
如果我们有在基督里的信心，我们的未来就是有保障的。
And despite of this, that when our hope is secure, that's why you know, no hardships, no problems, and not even death can separate us from the love of God for us.
所以没有什么艰难问题，甚至死亡也不能把我们与神的爱隔绝。
There is no difficulty in this world that can ever take you away from your faith in God.
这个世上没有什么难处可以把我们的信从神那里移开。
That's why when I think about this, you know, my mind can only imagine those who are being persecuted for Christ, especially in the Middle East right now.
所以当我想到这些的时候，我就想到那些在被迫害的基督徒，特别是在中东的基督徒。
You know, the terrorist Muslim group has been going around different parts of the town in Iraq, and they have been dragging Christians out of their homes and telling them to either renounce Christ or be killed.
那些穆斯林的恐怖分子，他们甚至把整城的人都赶出。他们会说，你要么不信基督，要么就死。
And their response is, "No, we will not. We rather die." Than to reject Christ.
而他们会说，不，我们宁愿死，也不会拒绝基督。
You know, not even death can separate them from the love of God.
即便是死亡，也不能把他们与神的爱隔离。
And that is why we must continue to work for God, to do His work with this new life we live. Because nothing on this earth, nothing physically, nothing spiritually, can separate you from God.
所以这也是为什么我们要继续为神做工，以我们的新生命来做工。因为在这个世界上，不管是物质的还是属灵的，没有什么能把我们与神的爱隔离。
There's a relationship between faith and our good works as Christians, and James wants us to know it.
我们作为基督徒，在我们的信心和行为之间是有关系的。
And you see he asked two rhetorical questions in verses 14 to 16. He said, what good it is, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of us says to them, go in peace, be warm and filled, without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that?
14到16节问了有这样两个反问或者说不正自明的问题。我的弟兄们，若有人说自己有信心却没有行为，有什么益处呢？这信心能救他吗？若是弟兄或是姐妹赤身露体，又缺了日用的饮食，你们中间有人对他们说：平平安安的去吧，愿你们穿着暖，吃得饱，却不给他们身体所需用的，这有什么益处呢？
It may seem that James thinks that faith and works contribute to salvation, right? As what the Roman Catholics believe. But this is not the case, because what he is implying is that only the right kind of faith can save you.
看上去雅各好像在宣讲罗马天主教的教义，我们的信心和行为都会对我们的救恩有益。但
But what is this right kind of faith?
但这个正确的信是什么呢?
It is the one that produces good works.
这正确的信是产生好行为的信。
You know, what this means is that James did not say that you must believe in God and then you must do good works in order to be saved. What he's simply implying is that if you believe in God, then you must do good works because you are saved already, but you must do good works as a response of your faith.
雅各说的不是你一定要相信神，你也一定要有好行为，然后你可以得救。雅各说的是你相信神，你已经得救了，所以你一定会有好的行为作为回应。
You know, there's no contradiction here because he said in chapter 1, as we talk about it a few months ago, James was adamant that a true Christian must not only be hearer of the word, but also a doer.
在这里并没有矛盾，因为我们几个月前在第一章讲到说，雅各非常的坚定地认为，真正的基督徒必然既是听道的，也是行道的。
So if one claims to be a Christian, one must practice what he believes.
如果一个人宣称自己是基督徒，他一定会实践他所信。And
this is why Martin Luther said later in his life, he said, we are saved by faith alone. But the faith that saves is never alone.
这也是为什么马丁路德在他晚年的时候说，使人得救的单单是信心，但使人得救的信心永远不会是孤单的。True
saving faith results in much more than just a declaration that you have been set free from the bondage of sin and now belongs to God.
真正的救赎性的信远远要超过简单的一个宣称，说我们已经从罪的捆绑中被释放了。This
means that if you true saving faith is not just I believe in Jesus Christ, that's it. I believe he had died for my sins, and that's it.
真正的信并不是说我相信耶稣基督就是这样。
It's not just words.
真正的信并不仅仅是言语。
Because true saving faith changes the life on how we live today.
因为真正的信必然会改变我们的生活，改变我们今天生活的方式。
You know, listen to what Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5:17.
保罗在哥林多后书5章17节说，
He says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
As God's new creation, we are called to a life of good works.
作为神的新创造，我们被呼召过新的生活。
You know, earlier we read from Paul's words in Ephesians 2, verse 8 to 9, it tells us that we are saved by grace through faith and not by our own works. But guess what? In verse 10, if you read through to verse 10, Paul says, for we are his workmanship created in Jesus Christ Jesus for good works which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
保罗在以弗所书二章八到九节确实说，我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，不是出于行为。当我们看到在第十节，保罗也说，我们原是他的工作，在耶稣基督里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
So any Christian who does not display good works truly does not know what it means to be a Christian, because his faith is dead, as James said in verse 17. So also by faith itself, if it does not have works, is dead.
所以一个基督徒如果没有展现出相应的好的行为，就并不明白什么是一个基督徒的含义。这样他的信心就是死的，就像雅各在第十七节说的，这样信心若没有行为就是死的。
And truly faith apart from works is also useless, as James next point suggests.
雅各接下来所要论证的，也就是没有行为的信心是无用的。
So if your faith is without any good works in it, then it isIf it does not produce any good works in it, then it is dead and it is also useless.
所以你的信如果没有使得你活出任何好的行为，那么这信就是死的，并且是无用。
And that's why he argues in verse 18 to 19. He says, but someone will say, you have faith, I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that God is one. You do well.Even the demons believe and shudder.
这也是雅各在十八到十九节所要论证的。必有人说你有信心，我有行为。你将你没有行为的信心指给我看，我便借着我的行为将我的信心指给你看。你信上帝只有一位，你信得不错，鬼魔也信，却是战争。
You know what James is saying is simply this: we can say all we want about what we believe or what we love.But if we do not display it out, what good is it?
这里要说的就是关于我们所信的或是所爱的，我们想说就可以说，但如果我们从来没有展现出来，没有活出来，这有什么用呢？
You know, let me give you a very simple practical example.
我在这里给一个很实际的例子。
It is, and Amanda will always tell me about this. Will always, you know, say this to me.
如果有一个人经常对我说这样一件事，
and you know, it is easy to say, I love my wife, I love Amanda. But if I don't display any affection for her, then these words are meaningless.
对我来说，我爱我的太太，我爱阿曼达是很简单的事情。但是如果我完全没有体现出我对她的情感，我说这些有什么用呢？
So if I say I love her, and then I just go about doing whatever I want, never really care about her, don't remember her birthday, don't do anything for her, take her out or anything, then my words are meaningless in some ways.
如果我说我爱她，却不关照她，却不记得她的生日，也不带她出去玩，我说的这些话就是毫无价值、无意义的。
Or maybe I don't care, or I don't talk to her. You know, what's the point of that?
如果我又不在乎她，又不关心她。我说那些有什么意义呢？
And suppose if we say we love God and believe in God, believe in Christ, yet we do not live in any way according to His word, isn't this useless?
如果我们口里说我们爱神，我们相信神，但是我们却不按照他所要求的来生活，这有什么用呢？
You know, James said even the demons believe in God.Though they may not love him, but at least they have a reaction, which is to shudder or to fear the power of God.
雅各说，就连鬼魔也相信神，虽然他们并不爱他，但是他们至少有他们的回应，他们战惊，他们恐惧。
You know, it is ironic that James would compare people to demons.
雅各将人和鬼魔做比较，是很讽刺的。
But he's making a point that, you know, at least when the demons hear about God or see God or come in contact with God, They show response by fearing God.
但至少使我们明白，鬼魔见到神或者与神接触的时候， 他们会有恐惧的回应。
They are even able to react unlike people.
他们是展现了他们的回应与那些没有回应的人却宣称有信仰的人。
You know, we say we believe in God, but sometimes we don't think that He exists.
我们说我们相信神, 但有时候我们却认为他不存在。
We don't fear Him.
我们不惧怕他。
We certainly don't try to live up according to His words.
我们也不尝试着按照他的话语来生活。
And so it is useless to say that I have faith, but if I don't do according to what God desires, it is useless.
所以如果我们说有信心, 却我们不按照神的诫命来做,
And this is why it is a challenge for us as Christians to know that our saving faith must always be accompanied by our works.
所以这也是告诫我们基督徒, 我们的救赎性的信心一定会伴随着好的行为。
You know, we believe in Jesus alone to be saved. But that faith that we have must produce in us good works.
我们得救是唯独靠相信基督, 但这种信一定会带来好的行为。
And lastly, my last point is, faith is shown by deeds, by works.
最后一点, 信心是靠行为体现出来。
You know, having said so clearly that faith without works is useless and dead, James appealed to the Old Testament to prove the importance of faith that works.
当说信心没有行为是无用的和死的之后, 雅各诉诸于旧约来证明有果效的信心的重要性。
He gives us two examples from two different people in the Old Testament to show us this is the right kind of faith.
他举了两个例子,旧约中的两个人物,来向我们展现说这是真正的信心。
First, he brought up Abraham, which definitely appeals to the Jewish Christians of James' time.
首先,他提到亚伯拉罕,这当然指向雅各时期的犹太基督徒。
Remember, the context of James' letter is towards the Jewish Christians in his time.
我们会想说这个雅各书的背景就是给犹太基督徒的。
Now, verse 21 said, Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered up his son Isaac on the altar?
第21节说, 我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕把他儿子以撒献在坛上, 岂不是因行为称义吗?
You know, all Jewish people love and highly regard Abraham because he is their forefather whom God made a covenant with.
所有的犹太人都很爱戴敬重亚伯拉罕，因为他是他们的祖先，是神与之立约的。
And without Abraham, there will be no Israel.
没有亚伯拉罕就没有以色列。
And certainly they saw Abraham's faith as great significance in the formation of God's people. Because, you know, back in Genesis chapter 12, Abraham simply believed God's promise to multiply his descendants and to make him a father of many nations when God called him out of his home to a foreign land.
他们相信亚伯拉罕对神的信, 对神的子民的在历史过程中的形成是很重要的, 因为当神呼召亚伯拉罕到异国他乡的时候, 亚伯拉罕很简单地相信说神的应许, 使他的子孙倍增, 使他成为多国之父。
You know, God could choose anyone, but He simply chose Abraham and told Abraham to leave his home to go into this land that God promised for him and his descendants, and he will grow, and his descendants will grow and multiply like the stars. And Abraham believed that. He left his home.
神可以拣选任何人，但是他选择了亚伯拉罕，他要亚伯拉罕离开他的家乡，到那地去，并且应许他的子孙会倍增。
Now, despite of that, James was more interested in how Abraham lived up to his faith in God by making a reference to the story in Genesis 22, where God asked Abraham to offer up a sacrifice. You know, his one and only son, Isaac, whom he had waited so long for.
除此之外，雅各也对创世纪第二十二章，亚伯拉罕是如何实践出他对神的信心是很有兴趣。在那里，神要亚伯拉罕献上他献上亚伯拉罕所等待已久的他的一个孩子，也是唯一的一个儿子。
You know, James was more interested in how Abraham lived his life after he believed God.
雅各在这里感兴趣的是亚伯拉罕在信神之后他是有怎样的行为。
You know, this was a test from God to Abraham, and Abraham did not know this was a test, and so he willingly offered up his son, who is the foundation of the promise of God to multiply his descendants.
这是从神而来的对亚伯拉罕的一个试炼，但亚伯拉罕不知道，但他仍然心甘情愿地献上他的儿子，而他的儿子是神应许使他的子孙倍增的一个根基。
You know, despite being his only son at such an old age, and being sure that Isaac was the promise that God has made to him to be a father of many nations, he willingly gave up his son to be a sacrifice.
虽然他的儿子是唯一的，是他老年得来的，也是神所应许要借着他的儿子来使他的子孙倍增的，但是他仍然愿意将他的儿子献上。
And just as he was about to kill his son, God stopped him.
就在他要杀他的儿子的时候，神叫停了这一切。
And God spared Isaac's life by providing a ram to take his place on the altar.
神提供了一只公羊在给亚伯拉罕在祭坛上，使得以撒的生命得以存留。
You know, this was a test.
这是一个试炼。
But Abraham didn't know it.
但亚伯拉罕不知道。
And obviously, he may have doubts in his mind. He may be wondering, what is God doing here?
很明显，他可以怀疑，在他的思想里，他会想说，神在做什么呢？
But despite of that, he obeyed God. He believes that God knows better.
尽管如此，仍然顺服，他相信神知道的更多更好。
And clearly, this example showed that Abraham not only had faith in God, but he also acted upon his faith by doing what God wanted him to do, even if it may not have fully make sense at that time.
很明显，这个例子告诉我们，亚伯拉罕不单是对神有信心，他也是实践了他对神的信心。虽然在当时他不能完全讲得通神为什么要他这样做。
And James himself commented in verses 22 to 23, he says, "You see that faith was active along with Abraham's works, and the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness, and he was called a friend of God."
这也是为什么雅各在22到23节说，可见信心是与他的行为并行，而且信心因着行为才得成全。这就应验经上所说，亚伯拉罕信上帝，这就算为他的义，他又得称为上帝的朋友。
And then another example that James appealed to in verse 25 is the story of Rahab, in which originally comes from the book of Joshua in Joshua chapter 2.
雅各在引用的另一个旧约的例子是约书亚记关于拉合的故事。
Rahab was a prostitute and she was an outsider. She's not originally an Israelite.
拉合是一个妓女，是一个局外人，她起初并不在以色列民中。
But she feared the God of Israel.
但她却敬畏以色列的神。
She heard stories about how the God of Israel had saved Israel from the hand of Egypt.
她有听到说以色列的神是怎样将以色列从埃及人手中拯救出来。
Therefore, she believed the God of Israel. She feared the God of Israel.
所以她相信也敬畏以色列的神。
And when two spies that were sent by Moses to view the land of Canaan, where God has promised, they came to her.
所以当摩西派出的两个探子来查看神的应许之地，来到他那里。
And the Canaanite king found out and wanted to capture them.
而迦南地的王知道了这一切，并且要来抓那两个探子的时候。
But what did Rahab do?
拉合做了什么呢？
She risked her life to hide the two spies and even help them to escape.
她冒着她的生命危险来藏这两个探子，甚至来帮助他们逃跑。
She wasn't part of Israel, like she wasn't born as an Israelite, but yet she believed their God.
她不是以色列民的一员，她也不是在当中出生，但是她却相信以色列的神。
She believed the God of Israel more than she and feared the God of Israel more than she feared her own king.
她相信并敬畏以色列的神，远超过相信。敬畏 他的王。
And so she would defy his king's commands, even if it requires a life.
所以他会反抗他的王的命令，即便这会使他冒着生命的危险。
And James is telling us this is what true faith is.
而雅各就在这里告诉我们，这就是真实的信心。
It is always accompanied by our works or deeds.
一定会伴随着我们的行为。
You know, no true Christians can say we believe in God, but don't have to follow His commands.
没有真正的基督徒可以说我相信神，却不按照他的诫命来生活。
God wants us to love Him and to love our neighbors by living out our faith.
神要我们活出我们的信心，来爱他，并爱我们的邻舍。
He has saved us.And now he enables us to do these good works that are pleasing to him.
他救拔了我们，也使得我们有能力行善，来蒙他的喜悦。
You know, as Christians now, when we do good works, we do not do it simply because it feels good to us, because ultimately we're doing it to please God, because he has commanded us to do so.
所以作为基督徒，我们现在行善，并不是为了取悦自己，而是为了神而做，因为他要我们这样做。
But it is also true that sometimes we are still very selfish because we still have our own sinful nature that lives in us.
但也确实，我们有时仍然很自私，因为我们本性，我们的罪性还在我们当中。
Sometimes we still don't do good works to please God, but to please our own self or to get benefits.
有时我们不会行善来取悦神，我们会为了自私的目的而做事情。
But the fact that God has changed you, God has enabled you to do good works and save you, this will be a motivation for us to continue to live our lives as Christians, to do God's will.
但神改变了你，救拔了你，使你有能力行善这个事实，会激励着你，成为你的动机去行善。
You know, sometimes we don't do things for God simply because we don't love Him enough. We love ourselves more.
有时我们没有好的行为，仅仅是因为我们不够爱我们的神，我们更爱我们自己。
But if you truly love someone, you will do what he or she wants for you, even without asking.
但如果你真爱一个人，你一定会按照他所想要的去做。甚至他还没有开口，你就会做。
You know, all we probably can testify to this, but when you are first meeting your boyfriend or girlfriend for the first time,
我们都可以见证这个。比如说，当我们第一次遇到我们的男朋友或者是女朋友
，you would willingly climb the highest mountain for them, for her, or you know.
你会很愿意，甚至是为他爬最高的山。
You will buy her expensive stuff.
为他买很贵重的礼物。
You will take her to expensive restaurants.
带他去好的餐馆吃饭。
You will do things for her.
为他做各样的事情。
Because you love her.
因为你爱他。
And this is exactly what God desires of us.
这也是神所期待我们要做的。
If you love him.
如果你爱他。
You will do his work.
你会做他所想要我们做的。
You can do His work.
你可以有能力。
Because He has enabled you to by His Son.
因为他借着他的儿子，使得我们有能力这样做。
You know, listen to what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 12. I'm going to read this verse to you. Matthew chapter 12, verse 33. As He uses the imagery of a tree and its fruits to describe the lives of a Christian.
我们看耶稣在马太福音十二章三十三节是怎样说的？他使用树和果子的这样的形象的比喻。
He says, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad. But for the tree is known by its fruit.
你们或以为树好，果子也好；树坏，果子也坏。因为看果子就可以知道树。
A good tree produces good fruit.
好树会产好果子。
But a bad tree does not.
但坏的树是不会。
So if God had saved you for good works,
所以如果神救拔了你来行善，
then you ought to display it just like the tree.
你就要像结好果子的树那样展示出来。
Again, I'm not saying that you must contribute your good works in order to be saved.
再一次。我并不是说我们要有好的行为才可以得救。
Because you cannot.
因为我们不能。
But God had saved you graciously.
但神充满恩典的救拔了我。
So that you can trust in Him alone to be saved.
所以你可以借着唯独借着信来得救。
And now that you are saved.
现在你被得救了。
He calls you to display your faith by your good works.
神要我们活出我们的善行，借着信。
By how you love Him.
借着你对他的爱。
How you love His word.
对他的话语的爱。
And how you love His people.
以及你爱对他子民的爱。
Or perhaps how you love the neighbors.
或者你对邻舍的爱。
Which includes everyone, not just Christians.
包括所有的人，不单单是基督徒。
Which also includes your enemies.
甚至包括你的敌人。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your words.
天父，我们感谢你的话语。
We pray that you would help us to know that we must trust in Jesus alone for salvation.
我们祷告说你帮助我们，让我们确认我们得救唯独是靠着对基督的信。
And so when we do believe in Jesus and have faith in Him, we are called to produce good works.
而当我们相信主耶稣基督的时候，我们也同时被呼召来行善。
And for those who have not believed in Jesus,
对于还没有相信耶稣的人，
help us to realize that there's nothing we can do to save ourselves.
希望他们可以认识到，我们无论做什么都无法拯救自己。
Only Jesus can save us.
只有耶稣可以救我。
And so we thank you for this.
我们为此献上感恩。
We ask all this in Jesus' name.
这一切我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.